The Aurora police sergeant in charge of the case cried as he read through the list of people Holmes is accused of attempting to murder. 58 were shot during the attack. An additional 12 suffered other injuries. Some victims lost an eye or a finger. Others are paralyzed or suffering nerve damage. Earlier on Tuesday, prosecutors called to the stand an FBI bomb technician to describe the intricate maze of explosives he found wired inside Holmes' apartment. The array included jars of ammunition and homemade napalm, bottles of gasoline and bowls of improvised thermite, a substance that when it burns can't be put out with water. Holmes allegedly rigged up three different triggering systems, two with remote controls and one that would be set off by someone opening his front door. The agent said Holmes told him he'd programmed his computer to start playing loud music after he left the apartment, hoping to cause a noise complaint. When police responded, Holmes believed the resulting fire would distract first responders from going to the theater. On the defense side, Holmes' attorneys tried to suggest his alleged actions could have been carried out by someone deeply mentally disturbed. During cross-examination, one officer described Holmes playing with paper bags after his arrest as if they were hand puppets. The officer also says Holmes removed a staple from a table in the room where he was being held and tried to put it in an electrical outlet. Once the prosecution rests today, it's unclear whether the defense will call any witnesses of its own. That would be unusual for a preliminary hearing. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.